بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة إبراهيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را. كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. ألف لام را. This is a book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you might bring mankind out of darknesses into the light by permission of their Lord, to the path of the exalted and might, the praiseworthy. This is the Quran that takes people out of darknesses toward the light, and this is also done only by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah describes himself by the word Rabb and by the attributes Al-Aziz, Al-Hamid. And then he says, who is Al-Aziz, Al-Hamid, the Rabb? Allah. Allah الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. Allah, to whom belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. And woe to the disbelievers. Destruction to the disbelievers from a severe punishment. The ones who prefer the worldly life over the hereafter, and avert people from the way of Allah, those are in extreme error. How do people turn others away from the path of Sirat al-Aziz al-Hamid? They turn people away from Islam. They stop people from learning Islam. Or they try to make the teachings fit their own desires. They cause confusion about the teachings of Islam. Allah says those are in extreme error, and we did not send any messenger except speaking in the language of his people to state clearly for them, and Allah sends astray thereby whom he wills. So Allah has always sent messengers who speak in the local language so that the people will understand and there would be no confusion in implementation. But then Allah says, Allah sends astray thereby with this Quran whom he will. So the Quran guides certain people. Others people, zadahum nufura, Allah says, it increases them even more in hatred. The more they hear the Quran, the more they hate the Quran. Subhanallah. Allah says, and he is the exalted in might, the wise. He is capable of bringing everybody together on guidance, but Allah has left it up to us. And we certainly sent Moses with our sign, saying, bring out your people from darknesses into the light, and remind them of the days of Allah, the days of blessings bestowed upon the children of Israel. This is also interpreted as days of punishment and destruction of the former nations. Those are all the days of Allah. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتِ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. Indeed, in that are signs for everyone patient and grateful. Sabar means extremely patient. Shakur means extremely thankful. Faith Iman is based on these two attributes. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, as recorded in Muslim, the affair of a mu'min is strange. Whatever Allah decides for him, it is better for him. If pain reaches him, he is patient, it is good for him. And if happiness reaches him, and he thanks Allah for it, that too is good for him. But here Allah says that the Torah was also meant to bring people out from darknesses into the light. And in that is a lesson for everyone who is patient and grateful. Why? We must be patient because following the revelation is going to be challenging. There will be obstacles in the way. At the same time, we must not give up and we must continue to be grateful. In fact, Allah says about the revelation of the Quran that He has sent the Quran down in Ramadan so that we will fast, so that we will extol His greatness, and so that we are going to be grateful that Allah has guided us and He has sent clarity of guidance to us and He has given us the Furqan, the one that distinguishes the truth from falsehood, that tells us what to do, the right step, the wrong step. Alhamdulillah. That requires shukr and gratitude. It is incumbent upon us to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to never complain or to be doubtful. And recall, O children of Israel, When Moses said to his people, "Remember the favor of Allah upon you, when he saved you from the people of Pharaoh, who were afflicting you with the worst torment, and were slaughtering your sons and keeping your women alive, and in that was a great trial from your Lord. ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. It was surely a great trial from Allah." And Allah tells us He does not hide the fact in the Quran that He does test people. This was great genocide. The Pharaoh had been told, through an interpretation of his dream, that someone from the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, the firstborn son, would kill him, would be responsible for his death. So in order to stop that, he would slaughter the sons, the firstborn sons of every family whenever they were born. In the beginning, he would slaughter every single boy who was born, but then the number of male slaves was reduced, and they needed them for their buildings and their constructions and for various tasks. So then every other year he started slaughtering the firstborn sons. Subhanallah, despite that, despite this horrible cruelty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Pharaoh could not change the decree of Allah. And because of their great suffering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them relief in the form of Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. So Allah says, "And remember when your Lord proclaimed, 'If you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor. But if you deny, indeed my punishment is severe.' La in shakartum la azidannakum wa la in kafartum inna azabi la shadid." Kafara is the opposite of shakara. Shukr, to thank. Kufr means to be ungrateful. And that is why this word is also used for disbelievers, because they are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Moses said, "If you should disbelieve, you and whoever is on the earth entirely, indeed Allah is free of need and praiseworthy. For inna Allah laghaniyun hamid." Sahih Muslim quotes a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah the Exalted and Glorious said, "O my slaves, I have prohibited myself injustice and have made oppression unlawful for you. So do not oppress one another. O my slaves, all of you are liable to error, except the one whom I guide on the right path. So seek guidance from me, so that I will guide you to the right path. O my slaves, all of you are hungry, except the one whom I feed. So ask food from me, I will feed you. O my slaves, all of you are naked, except those whom I clothe. So ask clothing of me, and I shall clothe you. O my slaves, you commit sins night and day, and I forgive all sins. So seek my forgiveness, and I shall forgive you. O my slaves, you can neither do me any harm, nor can you do me any good. O my slaves, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as pious as the most pious heart of any man of you, that would not increase my domain a thing. O my slaves, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as wicked as the most wicked heart of any man of you, that would not decrease my domain in a thing. O my slaves, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to stand in one place and make a request of me, and were I to give everyone what he requested, that would not decrease what I have any more than a needle decreases the sea if put into it. O my slaves, it is but your deeds that I reckon for you and then recompense you for. So let him who finds good, meaning in the hereafter, praise Allah, and let him who finds other than that blame no one but himself." Only that much. So little. Inconsequential. This hadith is recorded in Sahih Muslim. So Allah says, "In shakartum la azidannakum." If you are grateful, if we are grateful for the guidance of Allah, if we are grateful for the Quran, if we only see the blessings Allah bestows upon us, if we always view the glass half full, Allah says, I will surely increase you in favor. He will give us even more. Subhanallah, He would give us even more. But Allah says, if you deny Him, if we are ungrateful to Him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us further and further away from blessings. And He might give us blessings in this world, but then those are temporary, with many strings attached. But Jannah doesn't have any strings attached. There are no conditions upon enjoyment in Jannah. But the condition is to get there. May Allah make us of those. Ameen. Remember to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the words that He has said in this hadith, that if the first of us and the last of us gather together in a plain and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single thing that our hearts desire, then it will not diminish Allah's kingdom in any way whatsoever when He grants it to us. So when we ask for something, that one thing or the few things that are meaningless to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can surely grant them to us, because He is the granter of bounties without measure. He is the owner of bounties without measure. Innaka antal wahhab. Indeed, you alone are the granter of bounties, blessings, gifts without measure. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alam ya'atikum naba'ul ladhina min qablikum. Has there not reached you the news of those before you, the people of Noah, and Ad, and Thamud, and those after them? No one knows them, meaning their number, how many there were, but Allah. Their messengers brought them clear proofs, but they returned their hands to their mouths, meaning in amazement and disbelief, and said, indeed, we disbelieve in that with which you have been sent, and indeed we are about that to which you invite us in disquieting doubt. Murib, disturbing, it's causing us a great deal of disturbance. Their messenger said, can there be doubt about Allah, creator of the heavens and earth? He invites you that He may forgive you of your sins, and He delays you, meaning your death, for a specified term, meaning He gives you repeated chances. They said, you are not but men like us who wish to avert us from what our fathers were worshipping. So bring us a clear authority, meaning bring us clear evidence. Allah gives everyone time and He delays for certain people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is recorded in Sahih Bukhari, Allah will not accept the excuse of any person whose instance of death is delayed until he is 60 years old. 60. So what are we supposed to do? Again, the Prophet ﷺ guided us. He said, take advantage of 5 before 5. Take advantage of your youth before your decrepitude. Your health before your illness. Your richness before your poverty. And your free time before your occupation. And your life before your death. Sahih al-Albani. These people wanted a clear authority and said, you are not but men like us who wish to avert us from what our fathers were worshipping. So bring us a clear authority. Because some people want to believe in the divinity of certain messengers, that they are nur, that they are light. Only then they will believe in the message of Allah. People have their own man-made conditions. Allah says, their messengers said to them, to these people, we are only men like you. We are human. But Allah confers favor upon whom He wills of His servants. It has never been for us to bring you evidence except by permission of Allah, and upon Allah let the believers rely. And why should we not rely upon Allah while He has guided us to our good ways? And we will surely be patient against whatever harm you should cause us. And upon Allah let those who would rely indeed rely. And those who disbelieved said to their messengers, we will surely drive you out of our land, or you must return to our religion, so that pressure and opposition to Islam has always been in existence. Allah says, so their Lord inspired to them, we will surely destroy the wrongdoers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged and made steadfast the hearts of the believers. And we will surely cause you to dwell in the land after them. That is for he who fears my position and fears my threat. Allah promises that Allah will establish authority for those believers who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who fear His position, meaning who He is, and standing before the Lord of the worlds. That is the position of Allah. Someone who has complete and utter control over me, that is the position of Allah. And someone who fears the threat of Allah, وَخَافَ وَعِيدٌ. What is this threat? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely fill hell with jinn and men, those who follow shaitan and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and make our end good. Ameen. Allah also says in Surah An-Naziat, whoever was afraid of the position of his Rabb and stopped his soul from following its own desires, Jannah is his place of rest. And they requested decision, meaning victory, from Allah, and disappointed, therefore, was every obstinate tyrant. Before him is hell, and he will be given a drink of purulent water, meaning water which oozes from the skins of the inhabitants of hell. May Allah save us from that. Ameen. He will gulp it, but will hardly be able to swallow it, and death will come to him from everywhere, but he is not to die. And before him is a massive punishment. The example of those who disbelieve in their Lord is that their deeds are like ashes which the wind blows forcefully on a stormy day. They are unable to keep from what they earned a single thing. That is what is extreme error. Have you not seen, considered, that Allah created the heavens and the earth in truth? If He wills, He can do away with you and produce a new creation, and that is not difficult for Allah. And they will come out for judgment before Allah altogether, and the weak will say to those who were arrogant, indeed, we were your followers, so can you avail us anything against the punishment of Allah? They will say, if Allah had guided us, we would have guided you. It is all the same for us whether we show intolerance or are patient. There is for us no place of escape. And Satan will say, when the matter has been concluded, indeed, Allah had promised you the promise of truth, and I promised you, but I betrayed you. But I had no authority over you except that I invited you, and you responded to me. So do not blame me, but blame yourselves. I cannot be called to your aid, nor can you be called to my aid. Indeed, I deny your association of me with Allah before. Indeed, for the wrongdoers is a painful punishment. What is Satan saying? He is saying that the shirk that you committed when you obeyed me and you disobeyed Allah, that was association with Allah. Shaitan understands that. And many of us don't. Subhanallah, may Allah guide us. And those who believed and did righteous deeds will be admitted to gardens beneath which rivers flow, abiding eternally therein by permission of their Lord. And their greeting therein will be Salamun, peace. Have you not considered how Allah presents an example, making a good word like a good tree, whose root is firmly fixed and its branches high in the sky? A good word, Kalimatan Tayyibatan. What is the best word? Best kalima, La ilaha illallah. The example of the tree of Iman is like a tree that has its roots firmly fixed, very deep roots. It doesn't get swayed, it doesn't break. Allah says, and its branches are high in the sky. People can see it from afar. It's tall, it is dignified. Allah says, it produces its fruit all the time, by the permission of its Lord. That means this tree is fruitful. It is beneficial the whole year round. No matter what, it shades people and it also feeds people. It's a beneficial tree, a grand tree with deep-rooted words and lofty goals. The believer, this is the example of the believer. Allah says, and Allah presents examples for the people that perhaps they will be reminded, meaning they will take a lesson from this. And he says, and the example of a bad word is like a bad tree, uprooted from the surface of the earth, not having any stability, shallow roots, like falsehood. So people who believe in the truth are like that tree that has deep roots and high branches. And people who follow Other than the good word, they are like a plant which has very shallow roots, and it can be uprooted at any time. And that is falsehood. Allah says, Allah keeps firm those who believe with the firm word in worldly life and in the hereafter. What is this? Al-qawlu thabit, the firm word. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah makes this worldly life easy for those people as well, and in the hereafter, when especially they are questioned in their graves by the angels after death. The first question that will be asked is, who is your Rabb? And then the second question that will be asked is, what do you know of this man? Pointing to meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third question is, what is your deen? In the grave, once the people walk away, the family members walk away, the body is brought back to life, and then the two angels, Munkar and Nakir, come and question. If a person has deep-rooted iman, unswerving belief and conviction, that person is going to be helped in this dunya as well as akhirah, in the hereafter, especially in the grave. But if a person's iman, their belief is shallow, it wavers with time, it can be easily uprooted by someone's argument against Islam, then that person is not helped. Allah says, Allah sends astray the wrongdoers, and Allah does what He wills. We ask Allah to make our iman like that of the firm tree, with deep roots and high lofty goals. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah says, have you not considered those who exchange the favor of Allah for disbelief and settles their people in the home of ruin? Meaning they met Allah's blessings with denial instead of gratitude. And they settled in Makkah, the kuffar of Makkah. Their home was a home of ruin. It is hell which they will enter into, burn, and wretched is the settlement. And they have attributed to Allah equals to mislead people from His way. Say, enjoy yourselves, for indeed your destination is the fire. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell my servants who have believed to establish prayer and spend from what we have provided them. Everything that Allah has provided, Allah says, spend from it. Not just money, health, abilities. Allah says, secretly and publicly, before a day comes in which there will be no exchange, nor any friends. Why Salah? Because Salah reminds us of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times a day. It teaches us humility. It teaches us obedience. It teaches us discipline. And these are all components of faith, iman. The first question that will be asked on the day of judgment will be Salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if Salah is in order, then the other deeds are going to be in order as well. And then spending, it teaches us generosity. And that is also a mark of faith, because a person will not spend unless they truly believe and have conviction that they will be repaid in this dunya as well as akhirah. Allah says, it is Allah who created the heavens and the earth and sent down rain from the sky and produced thereby some fruits as provision for you, and subjected for you the ships to sail through the sea by His command, and subjected for you the rivers, and He subjected for you the sun and the moon, continuous in orbit, and subjected for you the night and the day. And He gave you from all you asked of Him, meaning something of what you asked, the du'as, and also what we continuously require according to Allah's wisdom. Allah says, and if you should count the favor of Allah, you could not enumerate them. Indeed, mankind is generally most unjust and ungrateful. Allah is just, and His criticism of us is just. Can we count His blessings? You know, every morning we open 2 gifts, the gift of eyes, the gift of sight. And did you know how many shades of gray and I can see? Could you guess at the number? The shades of grey. Is it 50? Is it 100? 500. The human eye can discern the difference between 500 shades of gray, just that one color. Allahu Akbar. The thyroid gland is so fine-tuned. Even our eyelashes have a purpose to protect our eyes. And volumes can be written about what people know about the brain of this moment, at this moment. But we don't even know every single thing about how the brain, our nerves in the brain work. And the sounds, the smells, the tastes, the feelings. It's incredible. The richness of the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot possibly be described, let alone encompassed. And if we cannot count the favors of Allah, then how great is He Himself? If we remain in sajda our entire lives, we still cannot thank Allah enough. It makes us speechless, and it is enough to hang our heads in shame and to never utter a single word of kufr, of ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what happens. However, our iman and our memory is not perfect. This is why Allah says, indeed, mankind is generally most unjust and ungrateful. May Allah inspire us to be thankful to Him. Ameen. Allah then says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. And mention O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Abraham said, My Lord, make this city, Makkah, secure, and keep me and my sons away from worshipping idols. My Lord, indeed they have led astray many among the people. So whoever follows me, then he is of me, and whoever disobeys me, indeed you are yet forgiving and merciful. What a beautiful way. What do we do? Subhanallah. Ibrahim alayhi salam is beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for those people who go astray. And yet he asks for himself and for his children security from idol worship. And idols can be of many kinds, not just formal statues, but of many other kinds. We can worship ourselves, we can worship wealth, we can worship fame, society. Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all kind of shirk, the one that is obvious and the one that is not. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Ibrahim alayhi salam continues, Our Lord, I have settled some of my descendants in an uncultivated valley near your sacred house, our Lord, that they may establish prayer. So make hearts among the people inclined toward them, and provide for them from the fruits, that they might be grateful. Ibrahim alayhi salam did not question Allah's command when he left Hajra alayhi salam and their young son Ibrahim alayhi salam in the desert. But then he turned to Allah and asked dua for their benefit. He said, Our Lord, indeed you know what we conceal and what we declare, and nothing is hidden from Allah on the earth or in the heaven. Praise to Allah, who has granted to me in old age Ishmael and Isaac. Indeed, my Lord is the hearer of supplication. He is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet his son, the six-month-old baby, is there in the middle of the desert with what seems like no water and no help. Because he remembers. Allah says, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful to me, I will definitely surely give you more blessings. So he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he never complains, and he is patient, and Allah establishes Ismail alayhi salam there in that city. In fact, because of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala re-establishes Makkah and makes it a thriving place in that area. Allah says, He, Ibrahim alayhi salam, continued and said, Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati wa min zuriyati Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. My Lord, make me an establisher of prayer. For himself? Yes. Ibrahim alayhi salam is asking Allah to help him establish and protect his salah. So he says, My Lord, make me an establisher of prayer and many from my descendants. Our Lord, and accept my supplication. Our Lord, forgive me and my parents and the believers the day the account is established. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Now Ibrahim a.s. made this dua before it was made clear to him that Azar, his father, was Allah's enemy. After that, he turned away from this, his relationship with him. Ibrahim a.s. is a perfect example of the tree of Iman. What is this remarkable faith? The first thing is that Ibrahim a.s. asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuge from shirk, from polytheism, not just for himself, but for his generations. And then he says, you are yet forgiving and merciful for those people who may go astray. And then he continues to make dua for his children, for Ismail alayhi salam and his descendants. So he asks for akhirah, and then he asks for dunya as well, to settle them in a place where they will have fruit and they will be grateful, and also to make people's hearts inclined toward them so that they will be welcomed and feel loved and secure. A manifestation of Iman is that he says, our Lord, indeed, you know what we conceal and what we declare, and nothing is hidden from Allah on the earth or in the heaven. He has haya from Allah. He is shy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanks him for giving him sons Ismail and Isaac, good, pious children. And this is actually a supplication. This is a dua. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings is a dua for him to give him more and to bless his children, Ismail and Isaac. And then he asks for himself to make him an establisher of prayer. Muqim as-salati, that's a noun. A noun, muqim, means someone who continuously establishes salah and does not diminish and does not pause. And he says, and also make many from my descendants. So again, he is worried about his children. Faith means you have concern for your offspring. Faith means that you praise Allah. Faith means you have haya with Allah. Faith means you also ask him for the blessings of this world. And faith also means strong, deep-rooted tawheed, belief in monotheism, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faith means a strong desire to establish salah, to love salah, to know that salah is crucial for ourselves and for our children, to be humble and to seek forgiveness for yourselves, for your parents, and for all the believers. Remember that our children, our students, our colleagues, our neighbors, anyone who touches our lives can be the fruit of our labor, the fruit of our Iman. But in order to benefit others, remember the tree of Iman. Our Iman has to be very deep-rooted and strong, and that can only come from the Qur'an and from conviction in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us that if one makes dua for others, the angels say ameen to the same dua for ourselves as well. And the more people we ask dua for forgiveness, that number of du'as are answered for us, are accepted on our behalf. Alhamdulillah, Allah is truly generous. Allah says, and never think that Allah is unaware of what the wrongdoers do. He only delays them, that is their account, for a day when eyes will stare in horror, racing ahead, their heads raised up, their glance does not come back to them, and their hearts are void. This is their state at the time of resurrection from the graves. Their heads are upraised in fixed stares of terror, unable even to glance back. May Allah secure us on that day. Ameen. And O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned the people of a day when the punishment will come to them, and those who did wrong will say, our Lord, delay us for a short term. We will answer your call and follow the messengers. But it will be said, had you not sworn before that for you there would be no cessation, that you could not affect Allah's will at all, Allah's message at all? And you lived among the dwellings of those who wronged themselves, and it had become clear to you how we dealt with them, and we presented for you many examples. You have seen what had happened to the people of the past. You lived amongst their ruins. Allah says, you knew. And they had planned their plan, but with Allah has recorded their plan, even if their plan had been sufficient to do away with the mountains. So Allah says, even if it was that strong, it was strong enough to remove mountains, but Allah's plan will always be stronger. So never think that Allah will fail in His promise to His messengers. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and owner of retribution. It will be on the day the earth will be replaced by another earth, and the heavens as well, and they, all creatures, will come out before Allah, the One, the Prevailing. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. What will be the different earth? The Prophet ﷺ said that it will be a pale ground, like bread made from flour. There will be no flags or distinguishing markers. All the earth will be laid flat. Aisha radiallahu anha said, when the earth and sky will change, where will the people be? He replied, on Sirat, on the path, near the bridge in darkness, the bridge that goes over hellfire. May Allah keep us secure. Ameen. Allah says, and you will see the criminals that day, bound together in shackles, their garments of liquid pitch and their faces covered by the fire. Liquid pitch, which catches fire very easily. Subhanallah. So that Allah will recompense every soul for what it earned. Indeed, Allah is swift in account. This Quran is notification for the people that they may be warned thereby, and that they may know that He is but one God, and that those of understanding will be reminded. Surat Ra'd and Surat Ibrahim are very powerful surahs. They seem to almost shake us out of our complacency. Allah does not mince any words when He describes the punishment of the criminals, and He does not mince any words when He describes His attributes of retribution. The tone, along with the words, are meant to instill fear in those who read. Fear in those who already fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because remember, the Quran affects positively, makes a difference on those who really fear Allah, who have taqwa. Hudal lil muttaqeen. It is a guidance for those who really want to be careful. Allah portrays a contrast between gratitude and ingratitude, belief and kufr. Allah announces His great kingdom and unlimited blessings and reminds us over and over of the immense favors that He has placed upon us. In fact, He has showered us with immense, uncountable favors. These surahs are meant to bring us to our knees and to show us true iman, that of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, and we will surely cause you to dwell in the land after them, in this dunya, that is for he who fears my position and fears my threat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these warnings are for disbelievers, for those who are ungrateful, for those who have very weak iman, like those shallow shrubs. Subhanallah, Allah wants us to become like that tree of iman, with deep roots and high branches, lofty goals, one that gives fruit all the time. It is beneficial all the time. Allah wants us to be like that. And He tells us that this is in our benefit alone. It is not going to increase His kingdom in any way whatsoever. It is for our benefit. That benefit will be felt in this world as well as in Akhirah, in the form of Jannah, in the form of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He will never be angry with us again. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen. But that choice is left up to us. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah illazi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Alhamdulillah, we have completed the 13th juz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like the tree of iman, the strong tree, and may he make us follow the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his beloved prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa salam. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.